The Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission is calling on Alaska's U.S. congressional delegation to introduce subsistence whaling legislation before 2012. Officials say legislation is needed in case an international regulatory body fails to pass a harvest quota renewal. The AEWC passed this and four other resolutions Wednesday during the commission's two-day mini-convention in Barrow. KBRW's Jake Neer has the story.
The current five-year block quota for native subsistence whaling is ending in 2012. At that time, the International Whaling Commission will decide whether or not to renew or adjust the quota for another 5 years. But AEWC officials say the international body is dysfunctional and has used the quota as a bargaining chip in negotiations on other issues unrelated to native subsistence whaling. They fear a political gridlock in 2012, which could leave the 11 communities in the AEWC without a set quota. A subsistence renewal needs the approval of three-quarters of IWC member nations to pass. AEWC Commissioner Harry Brower says he'll be watching carefully to this year's IWC meeting in Jersey, England.
The outcome in what's happening in the IWC at this year's meeting will help us get an indication of what to expect. And we've had some communications indicating that we won't be so taken lightly. There's going to be a little bit of hesitant for the quota to be renewed.
According to the AEWC resolution, the International Whaling Commission does allow for subsistence whaling without a set quota to meet cultural and nutritional needs under domestic national legislation. It says such legislation needs to correspond with IWC requirements. The resolution, which passed unanimously during the mini-convention Wednesday, calls on Senator Begich, Senator Murkowski, and Congressman Young to introduce legislation along those lines and seek to pass it before the 2012 IWC meeting. AEWC Vice President George Amawok says similar legislation has been proposed in the past with the support of late Senator Stevens. That bill fell short, and Amawok says he acknowledges the challenge up ahead.
It's going to be a challenge all by itself in Congress as well to see if we have the necessary votes on both houses to pass this legislation. And I think we need to really work hard jointly as an organization to try to strive to get that. It's going to be a major effort, and time will tell, I guess.
He says it will be well worth the effort if protections can be put in place before 2012.
It's getting harder and harder to work with International Whaling Commission. Even though we abide by all their rules, do the census work, a lot of the requirements and mandates by the IWC, unfunded mandates, if you will, and it's getting harder and harder. In 2012, it's going to be a challenge, so I think we're better off going for domestic legislation. That's why we pushed this resolution on the floor.
With the conclusion of the AEWC mini-convention in Barrow, officials are holding their first quarter commissioners meeting Thursday and a conflict avoidance agreement meeting with the oil and gas industry Friday. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.